Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Hello. Welcome Hi. Back.
Hello.
Hey, baby girls.
How are you guys going?
We're doing. Yeah, we're doing.
I don't even know if I'm doing or going. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah.
You've been sick, eh?
Yeah, it's a combination of things, but the sickness really has tipped me off the scale.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry, darling.
Oh, thanks for all your mobos and sympathies.
May is also generally a hideous time of year, I feel.
May?
Is it?
Why? It's cold.
But it's not winter yet.
Yeah, but it starts.
She's that teaser.
It's too cold. I want my puffer here.
It is getting cold.
So you're one of those people who walk around with their British Parker jacket.
Hello, she has to catch public.
Okay, and like, you know, where I live, it's colder up there.
Yeah,
definitely.
And where I work too, it's mad cold out there.
Yeah, true. Oh, the mountain.
It's like a mountain.
Yeah. It's cold, bro. Oh, it's actually cold.
Do you guys remember in one of the episodes you guys were talking about new houses and mice?
Oh, it's happened to you.
And I was like, nah, I ain't seen nothing, bruh.
Oh, I'm Have you so seen a lot? Sorry,
Why
babe.
Are you saying sorry? It was going to happen.
Yeah, but it's just,
when you hear them in your walls.
Oh.
But do you know what? That yours is a bit weird because you've been there for a bit.
I don't know. Maybe I've been living with them. I don't know. Let me tell you this story.
Because you've been there for at least now, bro.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I was by myself, minding my business, as I do. I was sitting in the TV room, eating on the floor.
Is this your, like, one with very...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. With the...
And then...
What type of strobe light?
It literally just has LED lights, guys.
The way you do the...
I know. It's just LED lights, guys. Just being extra. And there's, like, a basket on the left hand side where I just put the blankets in there. And I was sitting there, minding my business. And then... I just see
something
just right. And went in the basket.
Oh,
in the room.
And the way it leaps too, right? They
sleep. I'm like, oh my God.
And I'm like deathly scared of
rodents. Anything that any rodents is, it's disgusting.
I was like, Gabby, was I on the phone to you when it happened? I think we were talking about content, Fufu and Tibbs. The way I screamed, I left the room. I tried to barricade it.
Yeah.
I went to my room. I barricaded my room. I called my mum and dad were away. I called my mum and it was like 12 a.m.
You called them for what?
What are they gonna do?
Help me.
What do I do?
It didn't even occur to you to call fiance, but you did call mum and dad. First.
I did, and he was sleeping early because he had to go to work, and he's like, just close the door. Oh my God, I need help. And then I called my other guy friend. He didn't pick up. I called multiple times. I called everyone on my list. I literally told Gabby, can you come and sleep with me?
Oh, that is so cute.
Did you go and sleep with her?
She was about to. And then I called my nieces.
And she was
about to sleep. And I said, you have to come. There's an emergency. And they came and they have cats. They even brought the cat.
They brought the cat.
I didn't know my other niece was also really scared of.
Mice are just.
No, wait. When they brought the cat, what happened?
The cat did nothing. The cat was also scared.
But the cat,
because it was a new environment.
Did the cat see the mice?
No. And then we tried everything. We didn't know how to use the traps.
Yeah.
Didn't know
so
how to.
You already had traps in the house?
Not in the house. My dad just stashes them.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. You already had traps around.
But we didn't really know how to use it. So we just took the basket. Well, my niece was like trying to see if it was still in there.
Oh my God.
She was checking and hitting stuff. She's like, it's not in there. I said, just take the basket outside.
Because the things are fast, you know.
Yeah, they're so fast.
They're very fast.
They're so fast.
I was like standing on the chair. Well. They're like, at your big age, what is wrong with you? They were so embarrassed for me.
No, but also it's like, when you sit in that, don't you feel itchy?
It's disgusting. Yeah.
I made her stand in the shower. I mean, stand in the bathroom while I showered. I just felt itchy. Like,
it's not
itchy. I just couldn't.
It was really,
and then you get paranoid. I just heard something. Oh my God. I was like a mad woman. It was so bad.
It's like you're being invaded.
Honestly.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. If I see a mouse in my house, I'd move. Because when we had the rat situation down in my downstairs, I didn't park there for 2 months. Disturbing.
And you even said rat.
Yeah, it was rat.
And I called two guys to come and sort out. One of them, the first one who came, this guy, even I know he was scared. If he ever hears this episode, he knows he was scared. Because he just stood there. He didn't even do anything. Then when the second one came, oh, bless him. I love this kid.
Why? Was he from the village or something? No, he was honestly scared.
My dad's very scared of mice.
Is he?
He's very scared.
Because it's scary. But like, he got in the room and just battered it. Because he knew I was scared. So he's like, mate, we're going to be stuck here. if you're scared, then this is going to be a problem. So I can't be scared. God. But like, I didn't park there for 2 months. And then I kept going to the neighbor who caused the whole issue. And I said, you better sort this out because I can't park there.
But how did he cause it?
They went to put freaking food, rice,
downstairs babe. Like they were hoarding for an apocalypse.
This is the stuff
and
that
then,
makes
and then,
not
to make it worse, to make it worse, they took the food out,
why
right?
Why rice?
And apparently they spent over $1,000 putting rice food or whatever in
for a party.
Yeah, there was other food, right? Other stuff. Then they went to take it out. Then the idiots went to go and put water. And rats
love
like water.
Water.
And so then I remember talking to my neighbor, and you could hear it with the water going.
There was rustling in there.
And I remember seeing the water sustenance. Was piling. It was a pile. And then when I was with the neighbor, you could just see it come down. So they were just eating it. And then I went back and I said, look, you need to sort this out. And I'm really pissed off. Like, you need to sort it out. And so finally, they were able to sort it out. And he came and gave us all chocolates. Sorry for inconvenience us. But when I said,
was it even lint? Was it not chocolate?
It was like, it was. You know, I don't eat chocolate. Oh, you know, the celebrations. Oh. That but since then, you know, I don't ever eat. Like, if I see him, I'm just like,
Why would you
go and hoard
I know.
And those it was kinds of dry foods?
It wasn't even COVID time. It was after
was
COVID.
Was it for a party?
No, apparently COVID, they got scared, so they went to go and buy the stuff.
Is rice scarce?
That's what I said. I was like, is this necessary? And I was like, no, besides rice, common sense.
Yeah.
In a basement downstairs. And then they read a letter and they were like, oh, you know, this is the first time we've moved out. So like, you know, but no.
Were they young?
The kid's over 25 for sure.
That's young.
Are you serious? He could be like 26, 27. You're great. No, this is common sense. Come on.
No. I know I wouldn't do it personally. But for someone, if they just moved out of home.
He's definitely from here because his dad was like, yeah, I spent all this money and sent him to private school and look how he
That is so
I love that.
Because that's idiots.
I don't know why the dad
common sense is not common. Yeah.
The dad ended up being there cleaning it, and I was standing with someone. I was standing with like the strata manager, and the dad was
embarrassed.
Talking,
right? Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't know about this kid. And then the dad even said, yeah, he became really Christian a few years ago, and just everything.
Oh, that's deep. Damn, I know.
Maybe he's implying that he was hanging out in a funny crowd.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. And then, anyway. But the dad wasn't even trying to be mean. He was just saying
he's wondering, how did we get here?
Yeah.
Like,
he was just saying it. And then I realized, I looked at him, I was like,
thank God. I wish he told me earlier. So like, my dad bought, long story, but my dad bought my mum, like, little mouse Sonic like plug in,
so what does that do?
So basically, it repels them, and drives them away. I wish you told me earlier, I would have given it to you.
So then the basket was outside, and they didn't believe me, they thought maybe I saw something caught in my eye. I was washing the dishes, I saw that little climb out.
I thought you put
it outside,
so yeah, like the whole time.
I actually feel so queasy, like thinking about
it, and they didn't see it.
Come to your house ever again.
Listen,
they didn't see it
when it was raining, like it was pouring rain, like February, March, it was just pissing down. They all came to take refuge in my house.
Oh my god,
I heard
a colony.
Wait, why? What's in your house that's made them come there?
I don't think
so. The house is so clean,
rats, there's nothing there.
Mice live in dirt. When it rains, the dirt becomes mud and they can't survive in it. And they seek refuge in people's, like, in the walls, in the garage.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Even and from your face, I can tell you're distressed. Like, this, oh my God.
And, like,
distressed.
They were biting through the peanut butter jars. We found, like, holes in, like, our produce jars. Yeah, like jam and
nah.
Like in our cupboards,
how did it get to the cupboard?
Bit through like our dishwashing tablet box. They bit through the box. Yes, through actually, cardboard.
Yes. They bite through stuff. So you know the rat
and then
situation.
We started finding their poo under in our cabinet.
So this is
and their piss as well.
Exactly. So this is what happened with my place. So someone came to tell me that all the rats are going into my cage. And I was like, that doesn't make sense because I don't have food, right? Like, so I didn't get it, right? And so when this person came to clear it out, I had a TV box, an empty TV box, and they were taking refuge in the TV box. So they were all in there. And when they went to pull the box out, it had eaten like the bottom of the box and it was wet. So they'd all pissed all over it. And at the time, the housemate that I had, she had like a bag full of bullets. They had like pissed all over the stuff like in the bag. Because also they're attracted to warm things. So if there's clothes and stuff.
You have a comforter in there.
They're all snuggled up. Right?
I had a duvet down there. And when it happened, and funnily enough, my stuff was like stacked. And so when it happened, my neighbor goes to me, you need to go and move that blanket. And luckily, there was just like a tear, but it hadn't opened the duvet.
So they were working at it.
They were going to try, but they didn't get to it. But then everything else that I had was kind of like, boxed in bags, so they.
So now what I've done is
I now have like black containers, like heavy duty.
Yeah.
And so now they can't eat. So since then, like obviously they've cleared the whole thing out, and we don't have. Mind you, my other neighbor recently was like, I think it smells down there. I think there's a dead rat, and he's scared to bits. And I like keep going down there. I'm like, I can't smell anything, and he's like, I think we need to get a check because he's freaked out. Like he was bad, just as bad as me. He didn't park there, and he's even a guy.
It doesn't mean nothing.
I know, that's what I realized. Because when I watch him, how wussy he is. Yeah.
You know what?
It's not, nah.
Rats triggering.
Yeah. But I just find it funny because his reaction, I'm just like, wow.
But is he like a grown man? Like,
and I feel like his reaction should be the reaction I have, but that's not my reaction. I keep going down there. I keep going to
my cage. Listen, my dad,
when I was six and there was just one. And I came home from school and I was, and you when you're young, you think your dad is like the big man.
Yes, big man.
He was like whimpering and hiding behind my mom.
Oh my god.
And then later I found out one time when he was like 12, he took an afternoon nap. And one was all over his face.
That's like Viola Davis. She has like, she's like absolutely terrified of rats because of how she grew up.
Yeah.
Like she would hear them.
He just can't tolerate rats.
I'm not going to lie, my dad will probably kill the rat.
My dad will, for sure.
My dad can't hide. He can like look at our dog. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking
dog,
huge.
Your dog is not a dog. It's a wolf.
Yeah, he's just playing. Yeah, he's just playing. He doesn't care. But rats is what he will be like.
Disturbing creatures. They really irritate your soul.
You know when people say like snakes are the agent of Satan? I feel like then it's rats.
Yeah, 100%.
Rats are second in line.
It's like it's giving like Judgment Day. They'll be coming.
What I was screaming about. Like, what is your? Why are you here?
I was just asking,
what is your purpose here? Oh my god! And then just to wrap up the story, because my parents were away and then they came back. I literally left the basket there for a week. I did not touch it.
So outside the house.
Outside the house, Dad came, put traps out, and I think they found three more.
What? Really?
Yeah, because when there's one, there's 50.
One was in the vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner?
They went to vacuum. Spices did not work in. He opened the vacuum. I was in Bali. My mom called me to say.
No.
Do you know where the mice was hiding?
Oh my god.
And I was like, the vacuum.
I actually, I'm really itching.
And it's one of those Dyson ones.
It had to be small.
It was a baby one.
They're really flexible.
The
way you're even.
I know.
Can you not?
Anyways, I think we've fixed the problem.
Yeah.
But I'm still paranoid. I don't know. I haven't gone into the room.
Get the Sonic.
Send me the link.
I'll even give it to you. What do I need it for?
Oh, then why did your dad get it for your mom? I thought there was a reason because she had like.
Yeah, she had one. And then like, so my dad basically just was like, oh, he's so shady. Like, she grew up in the village. Why is she scared of him?
I said, Dad, it's a mouse. Like, come on. And he's like, oh, don't worry. Just let me get this for her.
I grew up in the village in Ghana. Like, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, I know,
like,
but you know, you're not going to remember this type of stuff.
Anyways, guys, sorry about all that. I know.
15 minutes of rodent convo.
Do you have a gum?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys.
Are you telling your rat story? I could hear Chang Chang.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I guess the podcast is over.
That was the up today, guys.
I just get very itchy.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Like,
anyway. Otherwise, we're all good.
I'm just trying to get myself together. After that, but yeah.
Gathering ourselves.
Yeah, I'm just hoping to God that my edges are still intact after these faux locks. Faux locks are the worst to get out.
Yes,
they are so bad.
Do you know what? Don't get them done. Funnily enough, I watched an Instagram post of, you know, Lala Milan?
My friend, we went to Bali together and she sent it to me. And she's like, this will be awesome.
The way she was suffering. And then when she cut it, I was like,
is that
the
girl that makes it funny? What happened?
Basically, she was just talking about how faux locks are really cute.
Yeah.
And then she was like taking it out, and it was taking her 4 hours just to do, like, she had done like the front.
Like, legit the front.
Just the front. Fuck. And like then, the way that you have to untangle it, tear it apart from your natural hair.
Because it's not bad.
Yeah. And then she cut her hair as well.
Which is me anytime. Like, I could have braids and cut my hair.
So this is not crochet.
So it's like singles around the perimeter and then crochet in the middle, which is okay. Crochet will be all right. The edges is what you gotta pray for me for. That's why.
That's the weakest part of the hair as well. Mm. So the edges
look intact.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
But it's the actual process of taking it out. Yeah, taking it out. So exactly. You never know.
So I have to be very.
Did you know what you were getting into?
Yeah, but
can't come and die.
They grow back at the moment.
So hey, what? They grow back the hair?
Like, my hair grows, so.
Okay, you don't even care. You're cutting it all the time anyway.
That's me. I'm just so distant. I don't really.
Well, speaking of horror, I've seen a little resurgence on, of course, TikTok.
Mm, speak on.
And people are going back to the creamy crack.
Damn right. Have you?
I'm very close.
Like, is there really a lot of people going back?
Yeah.
Like, more than they were. Like, the last 10 years, natural, like, it's really been a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, people are so, like, I can't be fucked.
Yeah.
It's long.
Life is hard.
Yeah.
Let me make that way one less thing to worry about.
Yeah. And, like, other things as well. Like, because people were, I don't know about you guys, but. There's one point where everyone was like really gung ho about making the natural hair work. Like, we were doing twist out.
Yeah.
We were doing flat twist. We were doing like all this, like, all these oils.
I definitely wasn't on it.
Neither was I.
I probably became natural by force anyway.
You're what, sorry?
I became natural
by
force.
Yeah, how did you become natural?
Yeah.
Because my hair wouldn't perm.
Your hair.
And so it just was so tight.
Her hair just literally goes.
Yeah, like it burns.
So it wouldn't be straight.
It's this.
It would just.
Even
would
be extra strength other, one, the super
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that would burn me. And it would just be like.
Scappy.
Question. Here and then just straight back. A perm like a little bit.
Question. For my wedding, did you have your hair. Was your hair like relaxed then? Or were you natural?
Maybe natural and straightened, maybe.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I'm surprised because your hair doesn't look that. It doesn't
when we
look
see glimpses
that,
of it.
Yeah, it doesn't it's look also that dense. Tough. You've got a lot.
Yeah, I've got a lot. So recently, the suffering I've had to do with my hair, seriously. Like, I get frustrated when people, you know, when people do ponies, I'm quite envious because doing a pony is a very simple hairstyle that I can't do. Like,
because let me tell you, this
one time, pony.
Like, one day before a wedding, here's my cousin
Gillian. And this is what
they
I'm going to talk
just
about.
They are just pulling her hair back, trying to capture everything
to get it
so it actually lays.
Why? So the wedding that we went to.
It was still fuzzy, like she just came out of the shower. I'm like, babe, did you even apply any heat, seriously, anything? I'm like,
mind
what have you done?
I had blow dried it. I had even straightened it like early in the day.
Wow.
And then she'd come to straighten it. And mind you, like.
And she was adding edge control.
Yeah, everything.
She had like, the brush.
She got it.
I was like,
she
babe.
Got it to the point where it was flat. But like, it's like that. There were a lot of hours spent to get to that point.
Even I had to intervene.
For a simple
ponytail. Yeah, for a simple ponytail, right? And mind you, I had to buy a Dyson hairdryer, which has been amazing.
Yeah. Mm.
And then just before the wedding, I had to go and buy a better straightener because I was like, I can go to somebody and do exactly the same thing and then tomorrow it will revert only because they won't be able to use the product. Mm. So if I can get someone who can do it for me in my home and I have the product, we'll be able to do it. But I also didn't realize how long it was going to take. So she started straightening and then she's just like, oh my gosh, you have a lot of hair. And she's going. And I was like, oh, it's not that much. She's like, Gillian, I'm so surprised you have this much hair. Like, she was just, like, it must have taken her, like, over 2 hours to straighten my hair.
After it's been blow dried.
And it didn't even look straightened.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
Yeah.
How annoying.
Yeah. And so this is why I want to change and go back to, I want to go.
Fair enough. But when you were perming your hair, like, oh, wait. But you said it didn't take.
Yeah, so, what's okay, the point? So maybe not perming per se. Like so maybe keratin, because I've heard lots of great things about keratin. Mm. And so I'm, I'm contemplating.
Just test it. May as well.
Yeah, I get a bit nervous. Like, I'd be a bit annoyed if my hair's damaged. Like, I know that I'm a bit whatever about my hair, but I like that my hair has length and that it's thick. So if something happens to it, then I'm like,
The thing about these chemical treatments is, I remember when I first relaxed my hair, the colour went so dusty. Mm. Like, I have dark hair, right?
Yeah.
I have dark hair, but it was like this
browny, red. It just looked very unhealthy.
It's funny that all of us had that haircut.
Oh, I thought that was a nice hair colour.
Same girl who's wearing orange lipstick.
Oh my gosh. Gillian.
Wasn't it like light brown?
No, it was like dusty.
Like a burnt kind of color.
Just give her some moisture. Like, that was the version of thirsty. Ashy for hair.
It was very thirsty.
It was the hair itself was ashy.
Yeah.
And we were putting pink oil in our hair.
Oh, fuck.
What's the blue one called?
Dax.
Blue magic.
Oh, blue magic and Dax.
And then sulfur A. Oh,
when it rained, you just smelled dust.
Something called sulfur in your hair. It's so sick.
Which, you know, when I was sick. When I was younger, I was like, what? Sulfur in our hair. Like, I actually was perplexed by it.
But it's good for dandruff.
But in my head, sulfur was like in cartoon.
No.
I'm melting
bomb ingredient.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
but I feel like beyond maintenance, this is like, it goes beyond maintenance, I think, for a lot of people as well. Because it's like, this is what one girl said. She's like, I've been pretending to love how it looked this whole time.
Oh, that is so
sad. As in the natural hair?
Yeah.
But I don't know why it took you so long to pretend.
No, because you really want to embrace it.
And it was the wave as well.
I seriously don't.
Do you know where it all started? Well, this is my opinion. I think it all started from the documentary Good Hair.
Chris Rock?
When Chris Rock? Actually?
No, I think it started before that.
No, but I feel like when it was like, oh, you know, embrace your natural self.
The hair,
like,
that's literally going
is
from
why,
your hair.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is literally
but
deadly
do you think that
to
there
you.
Because my mum also watched it. She just thought it was so funny.
I don't even remember it.
Because he featured on Oprah to promote it.
Yes.
And this black woman was telling him off, like, why are you telling everyone our business like this?
Mm.
She's like, you're trying to embarrass us? Mm. And it's like, who are you? Because it started because his daughter was like, Dad, why don't I have good hair? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
it.
Right.
But it's like,
yeah,
you don't know what it's like to feel how we feel. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So don't come back. Don't relax your hair. Embrace your natural self. And it's like,
it's easy for
you don't know how our natural self is perceived by society and how it makes us feel.
Yeah.
It's a good point. But anyway, and so this girl was like, they kind of sell you dreams on natural hair YouTube because it's like, if you do this, your hair will look like these girls. And it's like,
I didn't even know there was 4C, this C, this
deadly. We never
knew. My mom is constantly sending me YouTube videos now of people in their hair because she reckons my hair can be like that. So she just sends it to me. And then I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? And she's like, but you've got good hair. And I'm like, leave me alone. And my mom has really light hair. So she's a bit envious of my hair. So she's like, do something about yours.
Fine?
Yeah, very fine hair. My mum really wants me to get locks as well.
Sister locks?
Which I do want to get sister locks, but I always say that after I get married and have kids, then
why?
I'll do it. Because I like braids, so I'm just like...
But why after marriage?
Because I want to have my hair when I have the wedding.
See what Chloe and Hailey are doing with their locks when they all of a sudden they'll have a wig.
I know, like, but
oh,
it's just
babes.
It's just what and in Australia, who am I going to find to be able to lay my hair down effectively to do that? And my niece did it for her prom. She looked gorgeous. Like, she has long locks. Her mom,
I love that.
My cousin has locks. Mm-hmm. So my cousin said she wanted to get locks, and then she saw how much it costs, and she's like, "Stuff this! I'm going to learn how to do it."
Oh.
So she learned
how to
do it. Is
that the retwisting?
Yeah,
you said, are you talking about dreadlocks?
No, the sister locks. You use this thing it's like dreads, but like you use this thing to do the knotty.
Okay.
And so she learned how to do it. Then she locked all her kids' hair. And then she started doing other people's hair. And then she even taught her husband how to do it.
So now
they all used to be able to, because to install the locks is like £2,000.
Very expensive.
Sorry? Yeah. And this is why my mom...
your hair.
So how long does it take to install? No.
So
how long does it take?
To do it is like a good... probably like 6 hours because I've been there where someone's come in and then done it and she didn't even have a lot of hair and she probably sat there for a good 5 to 6 hours. Mm. Yeah.
So, wait, so I really it's not like dreadlocks where it's your real hair.
It is your real hair.
But you said install.
That's what they call it.
So it's your hair.
Yeah, it's your hair. And then it's just like knotted and knotted. And my nieces, one of them used to have really light hair. And since doing this, helped. It's so full. Like out of all her sisters, she even has the longest locks. Like wow. When I see them, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. The only issue is if you don't want it, you have to shave your hair.
No.
Because it's like dreadlocks.
Yeah.
But isn't that like, because they were very young when they got their hair locked, right?
Yeah. So the youngest was probably like 3, the next that's one was about young. 8, and then the eldest was maybe like 11 or something. So now the eldest
the mom
is
probably
18.
Did it for convenience as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, oh. she did, yeah. and she's got yeah. it like they yeah. she dyes her hair, like she oh. does all these different things to it. Like
so, it's
she
pretty much just
really
like the same freedom,
it.
Like why people have their hair. Not the same look, but the same freedom. Like you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, you can curl it, do
yeah.
stuff.
The curls ones look really good.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But oh, what was I saying before?
You're just talking about
yeah,
the
how they sell you yeah. dreams on the thing. And that's why I even doing the run sheet for this episode, I felt conflicted because, like, I obviously have type 3 hair. And, like, I feel like type 3 hair is the type
desirable.
That was upheld
mm-hmm. yeah.
during this movement. Like, all the girls with the most subscribed to channels had type 3 hair.
Mm-hmm,
a lot of them
true.
Are mixed. I'm like, what are you telling these? And, like, people will come up to me like, what do you do to your hair? I have
genetics.
It's genetics, expected.
Yeah.
I can't. There's
yeah.
no. There's no. There's no cream. There's no deep conditioner that will give you type 3 hair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like an asshole saying that to people.
Mm.
But also, it's. I feel like the natural hair movement was for women with type 4 hair, because I feel like for most of the time, type 3 hair, even before the movement, was seen as cute. Oh, like she has curls. It's cute. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like it kind of got hijacked by mixed girls. Or women like me who are like East African or whatever and have the softer hair type. And I feel like a lot of the women are like, bitch, don't lie to me. Like, don't sit here and preach to me about natural when you've got type 3 hair. Like, I'm going to be doing me, which is what I've read. But I don't have type 4 hair. So please.
I was watching the videos.
I neither only was like driven to it because I just shaved off all my hair one day.
Oh, yeah, when you did that. Eh?
Was it for
yeah.
like because you were.
Because I had come back from Ghana. After Ghana, oh, I was changing my hair every 2 days. And then after Ghana, I had my 21st. And then I permed like, don't even ask.
Oh,
I permed like a bit of my hair, like left the rest.
What?
Was it the leave out?
It was the fringe.
Yeah, the leave out.
It was like leave out because
oh,
I wanted
no,
my
leave
out.
That was mental
normal.
Illness though.
Yeah.
That was
is that normal?
That was
it was normal.
Normal.
Was
that,
that
was.
Okay,
yeah.
all right.
Leave
now
out.
Now looking back on it, I was
that
like,
looks
what
ridiculous.
Kind of stupid. So after my 21st, I was like, oh, wait, this, yeah, my hair is terrible. And I was like to my brother, hey, I want to shave off my hair. And he's like, yeah, cool, let's do it. You know? So then we shaved off my hair. And then I was like, oh, crap, what do I do now? And then that's when I was
weeks.
Like, oh, okay, I have to figure out what to do. So, yeah, for the beginning, definitely it was wigs. And then afterwards, I just
I
did
never
braids.
Saw you
once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You
got to
say,
it.
I never saw you once without.
Yeah.
yeah.
You always had something on it or you had protective styles like braids.
Yeah, because it was really short.
Right. Yeah. It was like.
You never left it short is what I mean.
Like out
yeah.
as in. Well, if I was going to the shops and my...
But
like
not,
my,
like, out.
Yeah, I remember going to, like, my cousin's house, and then he saw me. He was like, why did you do that? Never do it again. I was like, okay, thanks. This is, like, my second day bold, and then this guy's telling me to never,
why
like, step outside
that?
Without any hair. I just think that, you know, like, typical Christian and, you know, like, your hair is your
respectability,
crown glory,
that's
yeah,
bullshit.
And, like, all that stuff about
but,
your womanhood.
But,
and
but the person's Ghanaian. I don't, and also, you know, because school
back
kids
in
do
school,
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So it's like,
but
you're
it's like, I'm not in school,
kid.
Though.
But
and
yeah.
I wasn't raised
and
there.
And I think
yeah.
when they see stuff like that, they're just like,
they're
why
just like,
are you
why
doing,
doing
that?
Yeah.
In Ethiopia, most, kind like, villager girls or, like, whatever, they keep their hair cropped.
What's cropped?
Oh, like, just, like, very short. Very, very short. Like
for school?
Not for school because
oh, you don't have that
they ain't got time. They ain't got time to because they farm,
it.
Right?
Oh.
They ain't got time to do their hair.
So you don't
so
have that
it.
Rule that we have with the kid.
No. No. Okay. But do you know, apparently that rule does not apply to mixed girls in Ghana.
Huh?
Yes, that's
I've
true.
Heard that.
Yes,
yeah.
that's true.
I've
that's
true.
True.
That
they don't
have
like to
mixed
cut their
like
hair when
mixed
they go
Lebanese
yeah.
and
yeah.
stuff.
I think I saw it on TikTok.
No, that's true.
That's
yeah. That's a known thing. Long time they never cut their hair.
We actually would never be free. Anyway.
Yeah, it's rude.
It's oh actually,
but when I joined, I was looking at girls like me, so I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't feel that it was hijacked or anything.
Yeah.
I really thought it was like
yeah,
a self love
bit,
journey.
Yeah,
embrace yourself. Embrace your identity.
It's a bit delusional if I
if you looked at girls with your texture.
And then try and do it like a TWA.
Because visibly you can see that it's not the same.
Not everyone.
These people are asking me, babes. I'm just telling what I got. Like, people asking me, like, I don't know what to tell you, huh? Like, do you know what I mean? And also, I think within type four, like, someone just might have thicker hair than you.
You might,
and that's the problem with like the classifications. I think your 4C is like different. It might not be the same as someone else's 4C.
Which I find people with like 4C texture, I find them annoying because.
Killian,
what are you?
No, I'm getting to
you're
my
4D.
Point.
Now.
I'm 4Z at the moment.
Yes,
but like when people see me, they'll be like, oh, but if they've got natural hair, then it's like, oh, but you can do what I do. Like I've got time, and it's like, no, I don't have the time. Nor is it priority. And my hair's not like yours. Like, your hair moves into a format. Mine actually doesn't do that. And when I start talking about
it's a formation.
It's a formation.
It's a formation. And then I look like a liar. Like, people are like, nah, that's not possible. And it's like, yes, it is. Like, I don't understand how you don't get that there are different types of 4Cs as well. And so not all, like, just because we're all 4C doesn't mean that our hair's going to do the same thing.
Yeah. Wow. Well, how's your journey been? Because I know you went bold as well. I never saw it. I mean, so you uploaded one Instagram post.
Did you
bold?
Yeah. And you were Madam Thickums back then as well. You looked really good. Like, all bold girls are, hey. Oh.
What?
Like, you know what they're saying?
Madam Thickums.
Being bold makes you thick.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that.
That's a Twitter thing, probably.
But that makes sense because one of my girls, she's bold and she
yeah,
looks
they're always,
yeah.
She's
got the body.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
Oh my god, sorry.
I don't even know why.
No,
you did
see realizing in it.
It's true.
No, not in real life.
You did. Because when I had just cut it, I remember I was on the phone and it was someone's wedding or something and I came out and you came running. You're like, Vanette, your hair. You don't remember?
I would die. I'm sorry.
I don't even remember why I cut it. I think same thing. My hair was just looking raggedy. Mm,
yeah.
And I know every black girl says they had hair when they were a kid. I really did. No, I really did.
Yeah, what happened?
They permed it too early.
Well, how old were you?
Too young. Mine was three.
Your mum was fed the fuck up.
And do you know what? My mum was like, she goes, I couldn't find anything to do your hair and you'd always cry.
I think
and so my auntie. So my auntie was in America and she goes, your auntie would send products. And so perming your hair was the only thing that I could
that was
do.
Same as me.
She goes, that's why I started. So I know that I was very young.
I was young
perming my hair.
I'm like the opposite. I was the one who begged my mum to relax my hair.
Really?
When I was 8, I was wondering. So like obviously I never straightened it. It was always natural. It was always in braids with my own hair. It was very long. And I was seeing black people with straight, luscious hair. I'm like, the fuck? And my hair, like, what's going on? And then I realized because they do relaxer. And I'm like, and I was 8. I was like, mummy, can I do that? She's like, you know, when you turn 10. She's thinking, like, I'm going to forget by
the
time I turn
10.
Well,
the day.
I was counting down. I was like, mummy, January 7, 2006.
Wow.
I'm 10 now. She even turned to my dad, please. He's like, promise is a promise. You have to. Yeah. I went to Esther's place in Blacktown. And first of all, I was feeling myself because it was so long. And I came back to school looking like fresh. Everyone's like, what happened to your hair? What happened to you? And I remember I had this Aboriginal teacher, Miss Farrell, shout out to her. And she was like, what'd you do to your hair, Rebecca? And I was like, I permed it. And she was really sad. She was really sad. She just shook her head and she's like, I hope like one day you realize that you will find the way you were.
Yeah, I know.
But she, I remember, because like, everyone else was praising me and I was surprised that she wasn't.
Yeah, because she was.
Like, yeah, because she wasn't actually my, I was in year 5. She was my year 2 teacher. When I saw her on the playground, I'm like, look at me, Sarah. And she was just like shaking her head.
I love that.
I guess because she liked seeing me the way I was.
Yeah,
I was the only
course.
Black child in my class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was very rambunctious. So I was just like, she probably loved seeing me live my best life.
Very what?
Rambunctious.
Okay. Oh, come on. You know the words.
I don't. I've never heard that word in my life.
Used it in. You can kind of...
And then, anyways,
energetic,
it's interesting.
Full of life.
Yeah. So it's interesting how, for a lot of black girls, it was... My mum was like, oh, that hair, I raised it like my child. Like, she was...
because they toil. They put in hours.
Oh, no, no. Our parents every Saturday... Wash, blow dry, braids. And that's probably why it was so long.
Yeah. Always protective style.
Yeah, so long. Everyone, even, do you know what's so crazy? People would compliment me on my braids. I still felt the internal need for it to have straight hair. Mm. Like, no one told me I had bad hair. In fact, I got complimented on my hair all the time.
Mm.
But that's how deep media is to children. But yeah, I always find it interesting that my hair was the exact reverse. Like, my mum was the one just not wanting to do it for me. And then I was the one really pushing for it. And then eventually it just all went wrong.
So what happened? Do you just didn't maintain it because of the fact that it was straight? You weren't doing your routine?
Yes. And I was like, I would just let it, you know, be free. And then I wouldn't. You have to, because it's much more fragile.
Yes. Yes.
You have to, and then 11-year-old cannot be trusted there. And around that was around the time my mum went back to full-time work. So she was like, oh, it's relaxed hair. She can brush it herself, whatever. Yeah. And on top of that, I was also, and then in high school, I started straightening it. Like, it was relaxed and I was straightening it.
Also probably weren't perming as frequently, because when I look at my friends who have good hair and they perm it like every 6 weeks.
And it's a touch up, right?
Yeah. Like,
no, but the thing
they're
is,
putting it on the whole thing every single time.
That's the problem. I was doing it the whole time. And because I had a lot of hair, I'm not going to fuck it. Like, you have to do the whole thing again. And then it just got, the colour was not giving. Mm. And then things just got, I stopped for a little while, and then in year 11, I was like, straightening all the time. And then I got to year 12 and I'm like, hun, what's got, like, I would come out of the shower.
I stopped
relaxing it. It was just from the straighten. Yeah. I had no curl.
Yeah.
People would think that my hair was straight. And I'm like, I just got out of the shower.
So what did you do? Did you cut it?
No, I let it grow out. Oh. And the thing is, it was so fried that half just broke off.
Mm.
Yeah, it was when I started uni. So at 18, I stopped relaxing. It was my last relaxer. And then by 2015, the curls started coming in.
I'm just shocked that we actually repeatedly went back to be burnt. Scabs.
I was even crying.
Swords. Actual scabs.
It was disgusting.
I didn't know it was normal.
You like, didn't? Or you did?
I didn't know that it was
normal. Yeah, yeah, I thought it was just me. Yeah, I get what you mean.
It was just me. And because of the way my hair was tough, I thought
it
was just me.
And no one said anything
about
it after.
Yeah, no one said that they get scabs until one person told me that something had happened. I think she'd seen a scab and she was like, oh, I just put
Dax.
No, something. She put something like antiseptic cream. And then I was like, you get it too? oh my gosh. Like, other people get it? Like, because this whole time, because my mum would tell me that, yeah, you get it because your hair doesn't perm, your hair's too thick. Like, she made it sound it was me. It was my fault with my hair. So I just thought, oh, it's my hair type. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, this doesn't make sense. So we're really trying to burn ourselves. But no one used to get burned like me, though.
I saw someone use relaxer to, like,
do their eyebrows?
To burn the burn marks off a frying pan, like to clean oven as well.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah, clean ovens.
That just shows how high in chemical it is.
People were using it to bleach their skin.
Yes.
There was a phase where
I've heard that.
A lot of
and then they use when they use it, then they use Glad Wrap over the skin, actually.
Oh my god!
I've seen a doc about it in Jamaica.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen the same doc. Yeah.
What's his name? What's that guy? Vibes Cartel. He stays bleaching himself.
Even in jail too.
I know.
Why is he getting bleached in jail?
Getting that product.
Yeah, but he's doing a lot of things in jail, making music.
Yeah,
that one is warranted, but bleaching.
Yeah.
Like, he's so... Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, bleaching, that's scary. Like,
it is very scary. Even the
smell,
I didn't even like the smell in your hair, let alone your skin.
It's sulfuric.
And painful.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
It's actually mad to
what were we doing? And we were begging for it. I remember I asked for mine when I was like in year 4. My mom was like, no, not until you go to high school.
Oh, that's good.
What? Yeah. Mom was like, when you get to high school, you can do it. So until then, I just had those antennas on my head.
You have a bun with a cute ribbon.
Okay, cute ribbon. I was like, Mommy, I don't want to. She's like, oh, sorry.
So you have doo-doo plaits? Shouldn't you, like, give you cornrow or something?
No, my mum didn't know how to do cornrows.
I feel like a lot of our parents
She gave me, like, thread, yeah. She would, like, tie it.
Okay, that's fine. Tie is fine, not the stick up.
Yeah, but I used to still go for spider head.
Oh.
One of my good friends, like, brothers always used to tease me. Be like, when's your friend spider head coming over? They were Ghanaian too.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be honest, my breakage was so bad, like, in year 12.
You had frayed little.
Then my mate called me Teletubby. The breakage was so bad. It was straight. It was so straight, but it was just coming out like this. Oh, it was just so bad.
I changed my hair a lot in school, and I remember
still do.
Yeah, sure, still do. And I just found it annoying because, like, I would have to explain, like, why I was doing it. And I just told them, like, oh, like, I'm doing because it will help my hair grow. Mm.
Did it?
That's what I really thought.
Did it?
And then I think I went with my natural hair, like, natural relaxed hair once. And they're like, oh, I thought you said it would grow.
Really know.
They're like, I thought you said your hair would grow after you had this hairstyle. Excuse me.
I'm so, like, my face is blank.
I didn't see that coming. Couldn't you see that coming?
I'm so funny.
Why is that funny?
I don't know why you're laughing. I'm
watching her reaction.
Because I would have a wig one day. Weave on one day. Oh, then I would have braids. Then I'd have this. And like, why do you actually do it? It did grow. But to them, they're expecting crazy growth. That's like, it did grow, actually. So what just cold mind world. Your business.
Cold world for the black girls.
It's your fault for telling them.
I went to, you know what school I went to, though. It was too much. But then one day I just cut my hair. And I really did love having it short. But
it looks freeing, but the maintenance. Yeah.
Of short hair?
Yeah, it's a lot of maintenance.
The way my hairline went back. Because I was going to these barbers. Oh, and they were like, oh my God. What are you doing? Why is my hairline back here?
Oh my goodness.
So they were just shaving.
Back.
But weren't you telling them, like, only just.
What did I know? Yeah. I'm just going for a haircut. You should be doing my hair properly.
Oh no.
So it was going back, and now I don't have edges. Which is like, I really don't care. Yeah.
What?
In all honesty.
You don't care that you don't have edges?
Are you edge shaming her?
I know, right?
I'm just asking, just because a lot of people are so thinking about their edges.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
why I'm just like, what?
I even had a friend, I FaceTimed her and I had my hair in a bun. And she's like, no. She's like, you have a wedding coming up. I was like,
wait, is she a hairdresser?
No.
Okay.
She's like, it just needs such. She's like, I can see the potential. It just needs TLC because I don't.
You can't be fucked with hair, can you? Yeah, you can't be fucked with hair.
But I can't silk this.
Yeah.
Oil this. Yeah. That, like, I
yeah,
just.
Yeah, but I can't be bothered, but I still have edges.
But I think it just requires a bit of a routine.
You do need a bit of a routine. I can go months without giving that thing
like,
to you.
I will go and sit in my hairdresser's chair. And she'll be like, when was the last time you brushed your hair?
Oh!
Yeah, because she can tell. Like, and I remember FaceTiming my dad during COVID. He's like, what's going on with your hair? He's like, no, Mary, you have to make sure you moisturize it. And then just so put bad. It. And he's telling me what to do.
Not a man realizing more than you.
No, he was just like, nah, this ain't right. I know you have two kids and, you know, you might be distressed, but baby girl. Like, you can't be repping me
okay,
like
to be
this.
Honest, I'm
I love hair. Like, I can admire other people's hair.
Yeah, but I'm not good with it myself.
Yeah, I'm not good
I don't have patience, but I can.
I'm sure you do the bare minimum.
Yeah, I can put oil in my edges. I can wash it, condition it.
I feel like I was good
quick,
before.
I want quick results.
Yeah. When you used to make a banana pudding and mousse.
Banana pudding. I was putting in work for my routine when I was like
19. I like DIY mask. This is before I was married and had kids.
Yeah.
But DIY mask.
You were doing all that?
I was doing all of that. And when I got married, my hair was great after, but it's just like been on a steady decline.
My hair was really flourishing when I was going and getting treatments, going to the hairdresser to
I
do
swear,
all that.
I swear, when we give it attention,
it honestly does help.
I do want to do treatments again, like, consistently. I actually don't do treatments.
Yeah. That's actually probably key.
Considering
the treatments
treatments at home
okay.
for myself. That's probably actually.
So you just buy it.
Yeah, and I have a way of how I maintain
it. Like a steam cap and all that.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah, like I'll
put it in. I
have this
like
this treatment, this argan oil treatment thing, and so when I wash it, I'll just let it sit overnight, come back, comb through it. That's the only way I can really comb through my hair.
That's what I was doing before.
So I'm able to maintain it in that capacity. Besides that, I can't do anything.
Yes.
Do you know what I heard? A lot of hairdressers are now saying that like all the natural hair products are the black hair products are a scam.
They probably are.
Like, they're no different in ingredients to, like, mainstream hair products.
Which, do you know what? Which, I always wonder.
And I've realised that recently. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've stopped. Shea Moisture then changed up their formula.
Yeah, but that's because they
branched out.
Yeah.
And so it didn't agree with my hair personally. Yeah. Like, I was experiencing hair fall.
Really?
I've gone back to Pantene.
Wow. Pantene Pro V.
Yeah, mate.
Wow. You just send them out of.
What was that argan oil phase?
I still use that shampoo in the blue thing.
Over that stupid blue.
Yeah.
No,
it's great. I was talking up like a crazy person. What? But you know what?
But was it good?
I still use it.
I'm just confused.
No, seriously, that's what I use in the treatments
you know
and stuff. That's
it's
what's making
me
my hair
but
great.
You, very you, when you find something you like.
I'm not changing
from when you were born, you're still using the same thing.
Yeah, but my skin.
Yeah, I know it's impeccable. Yeah,
exactly. But, like, so what else am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you never venture.
But I need to.
So I should venture so I can go use something to move my hair.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling you.
But I did buy something. I did buy Sheer Moisture.
You're loyal. You're loyal.
But it's sitting there. But it's because I bought too much of the argan oil, so I need to finish
that. Is that the one that I bought you from Costco?
Yeah, yes, it's still there.
It's expired by now.
Is it expired now?
This one was there before her second child. Like, seriously, it's literally older than this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
It's just sitting there because I use other shampoo.
It's probably expired.
So you use the same shampoo and you just buy it over.
Also, because that shampoo was expensive. So when it was cheap, I was just stocking it. And then I think my mum went to buy me some, so I just had heaps. I think she actually bought some for herself and then she realized that it's too.
But you don't light. You don't like wash your hair like often. You're always in braids.
Your hair, that conditioner is very thick. It's good for your hair.
Yeah, that's why I really like it.
If someone has fine hair, so I have a lot of hair, but it's fine.
Yeah, I can't even know
if a conditioner and shampoo is good for
you. You just try and see
how your when you curl pay attention comes to it, you'll see.
Yeah, because I've used other stuff.
Why are you laughing?
Because you just. I feel like you don't even notice the conditioner of your head. It's just there.
Honestly, like whatever's in my mum's bathroom, if I don't have any, I'll just take it.
You're even just wrecking your hair.
Your mum's bathroom. Because I didn't have any.
You don't even buy shampoo for yourself.
Babes. I'm always like, it's always scarce with the hair stuff for me. I went and used it and she bought it from some, like, I don't know, cheap shop. And like, the curls really came out. Does that mean it's good?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. A lot of things, like a lot of the natural hair products.
What's with this girl?
No, sorry.
I just look at her, I was like, am I really seeing this?
Why?
The way you were so shocked. Oh, the curls
really came out.
No, because when people say like, it's really good for me, like, tell me what is a checklist.
Okay, because there's no checklist. But like you should, when you apply something to your skin, and
it's
over
no longer
time,
dry, it's no longer tight.
Yeah,
it's no longer ashy. You see some glow.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not that attentive.
Considering
to that
amount of things you do to your hair.
So she pays someone else to do it for her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And she's styling it.
Yeah, but even then, like I pay someone else to do my hair, but. I guess you don't care about
she's
if the hair's there or not.
No, she's not doing something to it.
What do you mean I don't care if the hair is there or not?
Like
you can't have it all, bro.
But I do care. Like if I see that all my edges are gone, I'm gonna be annoyed. So that's the thing, you can't
do braids and you're like a rug rat with just one squiggly hair hanging out. Like you're gonna need to maintain the hair. Otherwise there'll be no braids, like nothing to put the braid on.
I thought it was the wigs. I thought it was the too much friction.
It could be.
It could have been, but you need to actually just put some care into your hair.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what not Sherrod Underwood. Who's the other one? The one that has the TV show that used to be on The Walk. It used to be on The View.
Sherry Underwood.
Sherry Underwood's the one on The Talk. Who's the one that was on The View?
She's
the
a bit darker, right?
Yeah.
And she took her wig off.
White or not?
Are you talking about that
Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry Shepherd. Weight loss journey, isn't it? Yeah.
I think it was her that lost all her edges because she said too many wigs.
Mm. But the friction.
Yeah, and the gluing and stuff like that.
Oh, they glue it. Yeah.
You also get a hair transplant.
Yes, that's true.
Rihanna definitely got one.
Rihanna?
100%, because she got her forehead reduced.
Ah?
But her forehead's still big.
Yeah, because she has to be believable, babes. Do you know what I mean?
You think she got a hair transplant?
100.
Mate, she's got money, man.
Nah, let's look a bit for
it. It's possible. Yeah.
I'm literally Googling.
LeBron got one.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Isn't he still Bulbar?
He got one.
So why didn't he just fix? Because he went off and played too soon. You need to really rest and not sweat.
But he's still bald here.
Yeah, because he has a receding hairline.
And you have
did he go to Turkey?
Yeah.
That was his first
did he?
Oh, he did. I don't know.
I think Turkey really gives excellent results, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He probably didn't.
I don't like anything that's like, I'm going to do it and then everyone knows I have it. Like, why? That looks weird.
You just don't tell anybody that you've done it.
But everyone.
But that means that your balding's gone too far.
Yeah, you have to. That's
the beginning. You know the instinct is occurring. That's when you have to do it. So then no one will know.
I don't think it's that deep.
Okay, well, that's if you don't don't care about hair. Yeah. But boys, guys are doing it all the time.
I don't mind that at all.
I like watching the.
I haven't seen a woman's one before. I've seen a male transplant.
I like watching the ones where they do the weave for the guys, where they stick it onto
the I like that too. I really like that expression, and they cut it. I love that.
I love seeing their faces afterwards.
Yeah. And they've been really looking like very, like,
good. I'm like, and do you know the other ones I really love? The people with
they melt that lace,
the people with alopecia.
Yeah. And I don't see too many of those.
Oh my gosh, I see so many. And the way they do, I'm just like, because when I watch, I'm like, you can't do anything with that. Oh. And then you see.
Yeah, just because, like, in my mind,
when they get a net or whatever they do, stuff
like the before and after. Or they braid it and do it over. And it's they're just magicians, like, wow.
Honestly. Honestly. I don't know how they do it.
Like, sometimes they literally have God's hands. Like, they seriously do it.
And then sometimes they abuse the God's hands. Far out.
Why? Because they never want to do hair.
Yeah, but
like, they don't do your hair properly. That's
but when I transitioned to being natural, that was hard, bro. Because even my hairdresser would be like, why did you do
the way they'll be brushing.
Yeah, she didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
just quit brushing.
And then how do you, like, impatient. Do natural hair before? Like,
yeah, exactly.
They still and don't. Also, yeah. I think that if and you don't treat it, because now that I've realized that, since I have taken better care of my hair, I don't get as many complaints as I used to. Because I used to get complaints.
Oh, you mean from the hairdresser?
Because my hair was so tough. Like, I legit would, when I'd go to school, after when it hits school holidays, I'll just take it out, wash it, and go and get it permed. Go and get it braided. So then the hair hasn't been treated. It's not soft. It's still hard. And then they'll just complain, you're making my hands hurt, this, that.
My
and
hands then, hurt?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I'm not.
They did used to say that
now,
about
mine exactly. But now everyone's like, oh, your hair's so soft. It's so long. It's this and that. So I'm like, okay.
That was probably it, honestly.
Obviously, I'm on the right path.
Because, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing.
So... You could literally, they just bring it a little bit forward.
Oh, they're talking about Rihanna. I saw it too here. Look.
Oh, show me.
It's, so they it's think very that's, subtle.
Yeah, she did a good job with it.
This is but that's not a good one.
That's so rude about her forehead.
Wait, that's not even, that doesn't
mean. It's just so rude.
We're going to have to put some kind of.
Yeah.
What did you put in your Google search?
I just Rihanna forehead reduction.
Oh my God. I put hair.
Because for women they usually label it as forehead reduction.
I've never heard of that.
Because it's a bit if you're a girl saying I'm getting your hair transplant because it's like you're a
I have
man.
Seen like a Habesha girl on TikTok get
we need it, babe.
Oh, for the forehead.
A forehead reduction. Yeah, oh, there she is. Yeah. Oh wait, no, that wasn't her. That was another girl. This is another girl that got.
Just look at her forehead before. I'll even show you on the screen.
I think her forehead was bad before anyway.
Babes.
No, I'm looking at not really someone else.
Sorry.
Wow.
Mary,
because
so
it looks
rude.
Distorted.
It's like her forehead, and then like it, now,
I feel like
it's
that's
still big.
Been edited, but anyway, I don't know.
It's still big, but it's definitely smaller.
Just loving that you
wow. are. And so she'll stick her baby hairs more often.
Yeah. I was just gonna say. So if she's done that, would her son?
Does
do
he
that?
Not have?
He's got her forehead.
He's got a big forehead though.
Yeah.
He does.
He literally
gorgeous.
He's
so
very
cute.
So
oh my
god. Would he go and do that?
Well, that's up to him.
It's up to him. I
just hope not.
I know that's the thing. Like I doing stuff on your face, your body, and your child comes out looking like the you before you did that. What's the point?
Yeah, I was like talking to someone about getting a procedure done, and they're like, "What if your daughter has the same feature?"
It's just ridiculous.
Mm. Oh my gosh, there was this. You know how like Arabs and Persian people always get nose jobs? It's like part of their culture.
It's like they literally get the one for the 21st.
Yeah, it's very normal, and it's very cheap in Iran and that. But you don't want to go to Iran for obvious reasons. But like,
just continue.
I know. Asked you. I know. No one asked you.
But like, I'm just saying. Anyways, so this girl. Was like,
sorry. Like, actually, sorry. No one asked you.
I'm just saying. Like, just continue. Remember how much good you're wrong now they're stuck there. Anyway.
You can't even recover because, like, half the hospital's missing.
Sorry, that was rude. All right.
Yeah.
Let's stop.
Continue. Oh, my God.
We're done, man. We're done.
Anyway. God, forgive me. Anyway. This girl, she's, like, Lebanese. Her mum was saying, you have your dad's nose. Like, look at you guys. You have a big nose. Aww. And then she was complaining to her dad, like, oh, well, we don't have a nice nose. Like, mum was like, her? She got a nose job before you were born.
Oh.
Yeah. She's the person that, like, I have a nice nose. You guys don't.
What
blah,
a little.
Blah, blah.
I know.
Nah.
And then her husband exposed her, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
But how can you be so, like, beheaded to be that?
Exactly. Your own children that you birth.
If you get a nose job and then you get pregnant, won't your nose distort a bit, though?
But, like, Arab people have the point. So what they're trying...
Or the hump.
What they're trying to get rid of is the hump. Oh, that doesn't come back. For us, when black people want nose job, it's to get rid of the breadth. Yeah. That comes back when you swell.
Very wide.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of those TikToks of, like, what I thought I'd look like pregnant?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, fuck.
That is so scary.
I said,
scary.
Oh, okay, so I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Because,
dude, you basically, you're just a normal person when you're pregnant,
but,
honestly.
Yeah. I just grow my tummy and then that's it. But, damn,
No,
man.
That those TikTok videos.
Do you know what I'm really scared of?
I was shocked.
Like,
apparently, like, even your complexion changes.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Your face.
I'm scared about my nose.
Have you heard about people's teeth falling out?
Oh, the teeth I've never heard.
Yeah.
And you stink, apparently.
Gabby's like, yeah.
My BO, oh, baby. After that second baby.
You always said that.
I was like, what has happened? All those years of teasing stinky people is to me, tenfold. I was so sad about it for the longest time. But it's all under wrap now. I got my, you know, some
some herbs and things
to get me right because I was not having that.
Armpit,
Botox in my armpit. No, actually, I just found like these.
You were meant to send it to me. Not that I didn't even stink, but I'm just like, okay, something to try. No, you didn't.
I was gonna send it to you for what?
Yeah.
You see I smell.
Why do you smell?
No, I don't, but I just want to try it.
It's like no, like it's like a deodorizer.
Okay.
And apparently it's because like when you're breastfeeding the glands swell up and then obviously, you get a bit stinky. But I was like, oh, it's been a couple of years since my kid's been born.
And you still had it?
Yeah.
And I would be scrubbing.
Well, your body's changed forever, won't you?
Yeah.
Also, apparently, but my mom, her hair got really full when she was pregnant.
Mine got full.
You have a kid, falls out. Yeah. And then I've also known people who've had really full hair. Like, I remember this one person, she amazing hair. Mm. And then I saw her, I was like, what happened? She's like, I had kids. Well, she had a kid.
I hear the edges. Well, I have no chance then if my edges go.
That's why. Why don't you think strategically and then decide to actually apply some oils and something to your?
But it's gonna go anyway.
No, if you maintain, you have it.
Like definitely when have a baby, either like it's gonna fall out, whatever. For me, definitely it fell out. Like those clumps, like
really
clumps, huge clumps falling out. Yeah.
What?
But I was like, oh. Everyone told me this will happen because like I've had a lot of kids.
Postpartum shedding is very rare.
And do you know what? Like years ago when I went to Auntie Esther's ages ago, the person who did my hair, she was like, I suggest you don't cut your hair because when you have kids, it's going to fall. So just leave it and just maintain it. Mm.
Can I just interject and say the same person that said that to her, I went to her house, said, your hair is too long. And she grabbed my hair and cut it.
Stop, this was literally last year.
And she's like, yeah. And then she's too long. I don't know. You know how she talks. I don't
know. What? She's wild because when she was telling me, she hit me with the comb. And when she did my hair, she hit me. And I was like, why are you hitting me?
Maybe because I don't respect my hair. She didn't respect my hair. Because I could have the audacity to just be like, nasty.
But not like a little bit. Like a trim?
No, it was a trim. But I think it was like she's trying to make it like, even. But it was like that much, definitely. Oh, sorry. It was like maybe
an inch or two?
Yeah, an inch.
Mate, this much is more than an inch.
Oh, yeah.
This much is like 3 inches.
I don't know inches like that, you know. Inches I know like it's like centimeters.
No, inches like inches like this. An inch is like 5 centimeters.
Yeah, isn't inches it like that? This. An inch is like that.
So no, inch is not five, isn't it 3.5?
Five centimeters, let's say like that, or 7 centimeters, 5 to 7 centimeters.
I wonder what she says now, since you got the computer out.
Look at how slow you're doing.
Oh my god, it's 2.5 centimeters.
Yeah, exactly, so I was close. That's okay. 3.5.
Okay, okay, all right, we got you.
Yeah, because when you do inch, I was like, okay. This is it. No.
So anyway, like I was saying, maybe I didn't respect my hair, so she didn't respect it. But people are so some hairdressers really are rogue out in these streets.
Yeah. Well, we went all around the town. Had a good chin mag about the her.
So are you actually going to think of going back? Like, seriously?
Oh, I go back and forth. I said I was going to shave my hair.
I'm being serious about it. No, not shaving. But we know you're not going to do that. Thing,
why would you shave it?
Okay. I don't know. Just
do you think you have a head for shaving it?
I don't know. That's what I'm scared of, my head shaving.
You've got to be very careful.
But how did you know you had a head?
I feel like I... Excuse me.
I'm not even laughing at you. I'm laughing at her. I'm just envisioning her head. Because I've seen her head before.
You're so rude.
Like, when you did the...
When she slicked it back.
Was doing, yeah, when she slicked it back. I was like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah. I probably would have, but... Then I'm like, oh,
God gave me hair for a reason.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just go and do the dread thing. But
and if you don't like, if you want low maintenance, short hair ain't for you.
I already know it's not.
Yeah.
But just, you know.
I do like natural hair. It's just, I just want simpler ways to style it, maintain it. It's just, I know there's a lot of content out there. I still don't think it's not digestible for me.
Okay. I mean,
but I don't know.
You're
have such good friends with a hairstylist.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's just you, because if I can get it, like, you just need a routine, I promise you.
Yeah, like washing your face, brush your teeth.
It's like the same to your hair.
Yeah. It's not gonna kill you.
Yeah. You just need a routine.
All right, well, I'll report back in 6
weeks. Oh, please.
I'll try. Right, I really will try.
Because I definitely, I'm just over having my wigs look like a screen door.
Like, you said this ages ago. Yeah. I don't even know why you're still on
because
that.
Because I still like, it's still like, on it. Because it's just, like, easy. I like the look of it. And it looks like, not of the screen door, but of like wigs and things like that. I think like it looks, I feel like sexy. I feel cute.
They some are like, cute. I'm not going to lie. I always
some
say,
like, why not?
Wigs?
I can't get it.
Some of them.
But no, because a lot of them I see here are not.
Yeah.
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 I'm really scared of like feeling claustrophobic with a wig. Like
claustrophobic.
Yeah, like, but you have so much hair underneath. Yeah. It's gonna like, you probably, I feel like you might look like alien head.
Yeah. Yeah, and like it's obviously I'd have to blow dry it. Mojo corner.
But your to now do your cornrows and even like to weave it in, because even my hair, they have to like try and weave it in so it doesn't stick out. It's gonna
I don't understand people with hair that do the wig thing.
I've just
want change.
No, I've never seen the appeal. If I want straight hair, I just get like, I'll straighten and put extensions.
Yeah,
okay, that's fair. But
and that's another thing that I wouldn't mind doing, like relaxing my hair so that I could just have tracks. Tracks is what effed me up in the first place.
Yeah.
Not tracks, but a weave on, like a proper one, and maintain it.
Actually, I saw a TikTok or something of a girl who's like, yeah, everybody be talking about tracks and this tape-ins, but let's go back to sew-ins.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Which sew-ins actually help your hair, like,
grow. Oh, they did help it grow. Yeah. True.
My hair grew so long. Like,
that thing was itchy, bro.
Oh, to get up in there too. And that's why I smack my hair.
Yeah, no, too itchy.
I don't remember anything.
Don't do that again. The way you smack your head,
I smack my head was serious.
We don't need it.
Weaves are crazy.
Even my friends were concerned about me when I was in America.
Yeah, because I had a weave. You're bashing brain cells.
And they're like, Mary, like, can you, like, they were, like, concerned.
She was
pick.
This girl won't be able to do it.
Yeah, it's not satisfying. Like, it's, I like to satisfying. Get my,
you see it just sitting in her hair.
Yeah. Anyway,
gosh.
A struggle.
Thanks for listening to our
nutshell. Are you joking?
What
is that? How you're wrapping up?
No, she just read it.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay.
I haven't finished what I was saying.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to our little natural hair.
The way you started did kind of sound like you were wrapping up.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, question. So do you guys think you have good hair?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
I only think I have good hair because people have told me I have a good hair.
What is good hair?
Well, exactly, what is good hair?
I don't know. See, I don't know if I believe that it's good hair. If it can't stay.
I feel like if you have hair, like a lot of it, people think it's good hair.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Okay. Nah, but I don't believe that.
Because I don't think I have good hair because I feel like, okay.
You don't think you have good hair?
No, because...
It's what you are experiencing. Yeah, sorry. So
listen, people get razzle dazzled by the fact that it's soft. Like, it's not what it was when I was young.
I didn't even think of it as soft. I just think, like, you've got the definition. Nice curls. It's
and it's
like
full.
It's got good density.
Full,
yeah. Like, it looks full.
It's, I'm currently experiencing a bit of hair loss because of health reasons, so I'm just a bit about
where?
It.
Where?
Yeah, see, we
it's
can't
not
tell.
What it was, trust
okay.
me.
Okay, no, but obviously
she would
know.
You would know.
It's not what it was. My hairline has gone a bit back. Like, I've lost density in my edges.
Is that an Ethiopian thing?
Yeah, because we just have a bad hairline.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Even the women?
Yeah. It's just a little, because when we have our hair out, you don't see it in it. Like, but my actual strands, even when I had, when it was super full, my strands naturally are very fine.
Mm.
And so I have to be careful so it doesn't break, which is probably why it was at its fullest and best as a kid it was always in braids. Protective. Because it was very protective. It loves a protective hairstyle. And so wash and go actually isn't the best for my hair.
Please, what is wash and go?
When you wash and you go.
You literally know. You have to put conditioner in heaps of conditioner.
Stuff in it. So you're not actually washing and going.
So is that what 4C people are doing?
That's what they were doing before with their TWAs.
Really?
Do you remember that? I tried to do one. I didn't go anywhere.
I washed.
I was like, oh,
you
washed
and go.
I didn't go anywhere.
Did
your hair shrink?
Like, because when they say wash and go, I'm like, my hair shrunk to like this.
You look stupid.
Where am I going?
Bro, it was literally like,
it's like I have no hair. Like, where am I going with this?
The shrinkage with 4C hair is something
that's
why
they need to study it.
Yeah.
They need to study it because I don't get it.
Because what? Like, we need to find a method to wash our hair, and it's not
like that.
Yeah.
So for me, like, actually, twists and stuff are really better. But like, I do love my curls, but yeah.
But I don't see you doing protective styles much.
Yeah,
and I was just going
to
say,
wash and go is convenient for me. Like, I will literally just, because I do even the leave-in conditioner, I'll just do it in the shower and I'm out of the door.
I understand that, but why don't you try and do protective
I have tried. So you haven't seen me, but like when I've been in an office job, I've had like my hair stretched out. My hair also loves being stretched out. Like, I have the Dyson now, and so I just blow dry it. She loves to be stretched out. Like, she loves it. Really like, and because the thing is, we were told in natural hair, like, avoid heat, avoid heat, avoid heat. My hair loves to be in a stretched state. This is actually worse for
it. Can we talk about that, actually?
Let's just get into it.
Because they've really demonized heat for us. And I just don't understand why.
Do you know what? When my mum was telling me, do you know what it is? Yeah, I should just tell my mum. Why did I say that? Because she was telling me, Rybka, your hair, I bloody raised his hair like it was my child. I know what I was doing. In the first place, she was the one that told me to put like a shash, which is like a doko. Is that what you guys call it?
Oh, duku, yeah. Hair wrap, whatever.
I stopped doing that.
Bless you.
So literally what Gillian's wearing.
Yes. Okay, cool. I stopped doing that. She was the one that told me not to relax my hair. I did it anyway. Like, I should just listen to her.
Yeah,
anyways, she's like, this is not, like, it looks cute for pies and stuff, but you should have your hair stretched. I was like, no, heat is bad. No heat.
Yeah. So heat is
the way my hair loves to be like.
So what does the Dyson do? Is it like a blow dry?
So it's a blow dry. It has a comb attachment.
Yes.
It's done in 30 minutes. Not even. Seriously. You just grab it.
Do you use the same thing?
Yeah,
she does.
It is.
And my hair.
Everyone talks about how amazing
my hair to be controlled. It needs heat.
Yeah.
Like it's
and a lot of naturalistas actually like the Dyson. Like they really think that
because having
like
a stretch
pulls my hair
especially because my hair I have a dense amount and it's and the actual strands are fine. That means it's very prone to tangling. Mm-hmm. What does tangling mean? It means breakage.
Yeah.
The most important thing to avoid is tangling, and this gets tangled, babes.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? If I wear my hair like this too much, it will be tangled. When I have it stretched, she's loving life.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, yeah, anyway, I feel like a lot of the stuff, even like they demonize shampooing. Bitch, shampoo your hair.
Yeah, the shampoo.
Who did that? It strips
I remember
she said that. Who time, did that? They said, I only use conditioner.
It strips you. I'm like, my scalp. Who said that?
So you're walking around with dirty hair.
No, like, you know, you just, they'll be like, oh, I just can't.
I just use conditioner in my hair for years.
They said it strips all the good oil.
Yeah, all the, I actually, what's the thing?
Then why are they made some?
The pH?
pH, and then like,
it strips the pH and blah, blah, blah.
And
but
I'm not gonna lie,
sometimes you would just it depends co-wash. What my hair yeah, yeah. It depends
sometimes
what my hair's like.
When my hair's having a dry week, I'll just co-wash.
Yeah, exactly.
It. But like I actually think that gave me scalp dermatitis, you know.
Ooh.
Because I went so long just like, cause, and the thing is with curly hair, it looks curly, so like, oh, it must be good. My scalp was suffering, babes.
Mm-hmm.
I was just always
Let's
itching.
Talk about it.
And when I started shampooing my hair, I was like, why is it so shiny? Mm. Why have I now stopped?
Because you should be shampooing
and
your hair.
And you guys, suddenly in 2020, my hair got so black. Remember, everyone was like, did you dye your hair? And I'm like, no, I just started shampooing it.
You came to my house and I was like, your hair looks really black.
And I think I remember
to
that
thing with Chrissy. They're like, did you dye your hair? When Chrissy was washing my hair, I'm like, no, I just started shampooing it properly.
Wow.
All the product on and oil
built up.
You actually
the color.
And even the shampoo, the natural hair shampoo is the shampoo has oil in it already. So you're not cleaning it to add more oil.
I must admit, I don't know if I still do it, but like I'll use shampoo and I'll put oil because I felt like the shampoo really dried out my hair.
After you wash it.
No, I would actually wash
in the shower
with the oil and the shampoo.
Hey, sister.
And my hair would be great.
Water and oil?
She's cooked quite
in the shower.
But
it actually works because when I put shampoo in, it just goes really, 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 really dry.
To you. Because, like, what I'm just saying is the shampoo is there
to you.
I think you should just shampoo it, babe.
Yeah.
No, just, I've been lazy, so I haven't done it for ages.
Okay.
But that's what I used to do in my
hair. Oh, maybe that's a very stripping shampoo. The shampoo is telling you something to your hair. Yeah. It's saying, hey, this is too
it
stripping.
It was, to be honest, I did try using, it was the Head and Shoulders I was using.
Head
and Shoulders!
Yeah.
That one is very bad.
So I don't use it all the time.
It doesn't even work.
It does.
Moment.
You know how I'll be up in my scalp?
And I don't really, I don't have a lot of dandruff, but I'm like, once in a while, I'm like, let me just use it to like
sort it out.
Yeah,
a bit.
Just in case.
Oh, yeah, Nizoral.
Yes,
I use that one
that.
Too.
I
didn't do nothing. Really?
Send it to me.
Consistency.
It's the gold one, right? Are you talking about the gold?
The blue bottle.
Maybe I'm thinking about something else.
You have to be consistent with it.
Yes, Selsun. That's what I use. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But, all that oil build up, she was suffering. I was just always, I was like, you have the office itching your head like
Yeah, see, I don't scratch my head like that.
I was itching babes. Like, and I realized
I have to tell you an embarrassing story.
Oh, girl. If it's to do with your itching, wow, this is going to be embarrassing, isn't it?
I was at work. This is back in my uni days. Probably had the wee for about 7 weeks straight. And then I went to the office, and, like, when I was coming up the elevator, like, I was at the back, and my boss was there, but I just went like this.
So like, she patted her head.
Just, like, instant relief.
Aggressively patted her head.
Yeah, I aggressively patted my head all over just to get, like, instant relief. And it was a call center job. And obviously, I'm a bit absent-minded when I'm, like, in my work. Yeah. So I'd be, like, typing a bit, go like that, pat my head, type some more, pat my head. And then he pulled me to the side. And he's like, are you all right? Like, what's going on? Like, and I was just like, oh, I'm itching my head. And he's just like, what are you saying? I was like, oh, I, like, have weave, so I can't get under, so I have to pat it. And he's like, oh, okay, I was just checking in on you. I was like, oh, okay, I'm cool.
Yeah, I have just head lice, like, yeah, or something. Do we get head lice? Not often.
Wait,
we don't often.
No,
get
we
it.
Don't often.
Oh, I feel like even when we've had outbursts at school, that never.
We never got them.
Is it our hair? It just doesn't attach to it or something.
How can they even find its way
through
it?
Yeah. It's not silky enough.
Yeah. What is it that they like?
They like oil.
The oil, and our hair's dry.
They like oily environments, they
said.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If I had an oyster child, I would have to shave my head.
If you had what?
If I had
you'd have to.
Yeah.
True.
Especially if your mum's didn't know about that fine comb. Nah, she wouldn't even.
She wouldn't bother.
It'll take her 3 working days. yeah.
Poor thing.
So do you think you have good hair?
I think
everyone has good hair.
Yeah. I think it has potential.
Yeah.
If I actually give it a bit more love.
Yeah.
Because I really did have hair, guys. I'm going to give you picture evidence.
Yeah, on Instagram.
So not the one of you putting up your roof finger either.
Do you think you have my hair?
I honestly think, like, all of us have good hair.
We all have good hair.
Like, a lot of people that I come into. Yeah, I think I have good hair. Like, it grows out of my scalp and it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I did think when I was growing up, because when I permed it, like, a lot of it broke. I always thought I just had thin hair. And then after, like, I stopped perming it.
But I think perming does that to a lot of people's hair.
And I used to compare it to childhood friends that had a lot of hair.
This one, yeah, we should never
compare
to them.
Exactly. Like, comparison is the thief of joy.
Till kingdom come, they're always going to have good hair.
Yeah. So I was just thought, no.
Maybe in their line, maybe. Oh. Like, historically, maybe.
But yeah, they just, yeah, I just always thought, oh no, I don't have good hair. And then only recently, into like the last 5 years, I was like, oh, people keep on telling me I have thick hair. Cause like when I would go to the hairdresser, she'd be like, it's so thick. And I'd be like, what is she on
Once
about?
When the hairdresser tells you that, then you know, because they touch people's hair all the time.
But like, yeah, my hair is always short. Like it goes to my shoulder and then I'm like, nah, this is
too long. And then you cut it. Mine's probably definitely down here.
Yours is like down there. Like yours is mid back.
I haven't seen how long.
Yours is mid back for sure.
You don't show your hair enough, G.
I just told you why.
We can't control it, and you're telling me I should show hair.
No, honestly, like when I went to her house that day, and I saw just simple ponytail.
It was
my
that bad.
Sweat beads on my cousin's face.
Oh no!
Because it was hard.
Yeah, the house was so hot.
So that's why yours always is like afro-y.
You're looking a bit discouraged.
Because I didn't think it was going to work. Yeah. And no, they were all discouraged. Because Mary walked in and goes, Mary was like, it's going to be a fail tomorrow. So what are you going to do? And
why did
like,
you do it? Oh, because the wedding was early.
Yeah, and I just knew that as long as we had this product, it will survive. But they didn't believe it because in other times.
No, but then I intervened and then I told her to do a section.
She had to do more sections.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to buy a really expensive straightener to do that.
In the product.
Mate, even when she straightened it, she originally started on 180. I think she had to go to 200. And 200 is like, you shouldn't even be using that at home. Yeah. And my hair still wasn't straightening.
My goodness.
It's a devil, man. Anyway,
we all have good hair, guys.
We all have good hair, I agree.
Take some, take care of it. Yeah. Okay, guys, let's go on to Repka's Reddit reactions.
That's a good one. Sorry.
Oh my
God. That was a good alliteration.
Yeah, definitely.
Are we all ready?
Yes.
I am 46 years old, a male.
My sister Tracy is 29. We aren't very close, but we have a good relationship, at least before all of this happened. Tracy got married recently, and she told me the wedding was child-free. I have a daughter, Ella, age 12, and asked if she could come. But she said, sorry, she and her partner were sticking to a child-free wedding, and those were the rules. I managed to arrange for Ella to stay at a friend's house for a couple of days, since the wedding was in a different city. So I went to the wedding and saw quite a few older children, including my other siblings' kids. I know this sounds like I should have known from before, but from my other siblings, but I never thought to ask them, oh, are your kids going? I did ask my brother at the wedding, and he said he was told the child-free limit was only for really young kids that would disturb. It was obvious Tracy lied to me about not bringing Ella. We went to the ceremony, and towards the end of the reception, I pulled Tracy aside and said I realised she'd completely lied to me and there were plenty of other kids. She looked pretty uncomfortable and said it wasn't a big deal, but I replied saying I deserve an apology, and so does Ella. Tracy got mad and said I was ambushing her at her own wedding, and it's her and her partner's choice what they do. We ended the conversation there and went off to talk to other people. She sent me a text later saying I was being selfish and I'm the one who should be apologising to her and her husband for making a big deal out of this. I'll admit I sent a not-so-nice text back about her caring more about aesthetics than people. Now it's blown up within our family. Before I get into it, so I was wondering what he meant by caring more about aesthetics than people. Someone asked in the comments section, my daughter's arm was amputated when she and my late wife were in an accident. Tracy didn't say it directly, but I could tell this is hardly a reason why. So that's why I said she cares more about aesthetics than people. And the accident was the one that her mum died in, like his wife and the daughter's mum died in.
And her arm was like amputated.
Yeah, the little girl's arm was amputated.
Because I was about to say, oh, that guy, he shouldn't have gone to ambush her at
the
wedding.
At the wedding.
But I understand if that's the
situation. If she's a witch, she doesn't deserve a nice wedding.
That's
does she? Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, but aesthetics, why? Because all the kids are going to appear in the photos?
That's why I'm a bit confused.
But who cares?
But like, some people get uncomfortable. Yeah. And I guess...
That's her niece, right?
Yeah, but that's her niece. And her other nephews.
But like, maybe she doesn't want people like looking at her like, oh, poor thing. And like diverging attention from the bride.
Oh, yeah, but that's your sibling. Like, that's your sibling's kid. That's
your
family member.
They don't have a very good relationship.
No, they do, but they're not close.
They're not close.
But they have a good relationship. So there's no beef.
Really?
I mean, because I can't think of any other reason why she would specifically exclude Ella if all her other siblings brought their kids.
Exactly. That it doesn't
make
sense.
Yeah, there is no other reason but that.
Which is why he said,
I don't think he's being an arsehole. His sister is.
No. Yeah.
People are very scary. Yeah, that's so
it's a bridezilla culture.
Yeah,
because
I don't even think it's a bridezilla.
That one, that you're just wicked.
It's just, yeah, that's just their actual.
It's them, just them
like,
coming out.
But that's the justification. That's like, disgusting. It's my big day. Like, they're always put in front of it. Like, you're actually just a bad person.
Mm. So that's really sad.
That's horrible.
Very scary.
And then she'll see
until
pictures of all
that,
her cousins in there.
I was thinking, yeah, okay, don't do that at the wedding. What's the point?
Yeah, you just say later. Just do it later. Yeah.
But
then it's
like, also, I'm like, oh, would someone really be that wicked?
Yeah, people are wicked in this
people
world.
Are
yeah,
wicked, people though. Are wicked. And some people are... Some women are
like
really superficial
sister?
And, like...
Brother.
Like, I'm saying, yeah. Like, your own sister.
Doing that to your kid, yeah. And the thing is, she probably is already self-conscious about being an amputee. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The little girl.
Yeah. And then you left the girl at home.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I'm just thinking of her looking at pictures of her cousins and she's just
not
in there.
They're all there. And then you went out of your way to organise for her to stay at someone's house.
Yeah, because you thought it was a child-free wedding.
Even if it's child-free, your family's kids.
He did it.
No, he did it. I thought the sister did it.
No.
Child-free or not, your family's kids are usually exempt.
And child-free and in another city? Damn. You did well.
Yeah.
I would have been like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Y'all have your party.
Yeah, it's either I'm coming or they're coming.
And it's hard.
And the sister full knows well that there isn't another parent to look after the child either.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Oh, my God. She's so wicked.
Yeah, that's actual wickedness. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ella.
Don't you really like these wedding Reddit reactions?
She does.
But you know what it is yet? There's always the juiciest ones because they're the ones that people move mad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not very dividing, that one.
Yeah.
I feel
it's
like
not.
It's very.
Let me even see if there's another one that I saved.
Can you save it for the next episode?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
thanks for listening, guys. Catch you on the next episode.
Bye.